You're with SBS Radio.
At the Friends of the Koala Sanctuary in northern New South Wales, 21 koalas were brought in after bushfires ravaged the region last year. But only 6 survived their injuries. 14 had to be euthanised, and a little koala called Amber is still recovering. The charity's president, Dr. Roslyn Irwin, says what they have witnessed firsthand over the months of care has taken a toll on volunteers.
There have been, I would say, you know, many tears shed, and it still comes back to haunt us because we just know it's not over. So I'm sorry about being a bit tearful, but that's what happens. I mean, we care very much about all wildlife, not just koalas, and to see so much of it just absolutely decimated has been really hard.
A new report by global conservation group, the International Fund for Animal Welfare, has revealed how the recent bushfire season impacted the marsupials. It found a minimum of 5,000 koalas are believed to have perished in the New South Wales bushfires, about one-tenth of the state's population. And over the last 3 generations of koalas, 2/3 of that population has been lost due to drought, bushfires and man-made causes.
These numbers are deliberately conservative. The real losses are meant to be much higher. And then there's the issue of where do they get released when they're recovered. There's nowhere left for them to go.
That's Josie Sherard from the group. She says it's a stark reality for an animal that's already in decline from habitat destruction and climate change.
I think people knew koalas were in trouble, but now the science is in, this shows the real emergency nature of this. And with both fires and climate change increasing, they really don't stand a chance if we don't act now.
The report also found that more than 5 million hectares of koalas' prime habitat was scorched in the state, and more than 18 million hectares across Australia from other blazes. The International Fund for Animal Welfare is calling for an emergency uplisting of the species in New South Wales to endangered. It's a call that's been backed by Dr. Irwin at Friends of the Koala.
Well, we keep on saying that we're not going to let it happen, but at the end of the day, unless the habitat is protected and unless there are serious activities really to further protect them, the tipping point in terms of extinction is close, we know that, and once it goes over the tipping point, there is nothing you can do to save the species.
The New South Wales government says it will review the report as it undertakes its own analysis of impacts from the fires. More than $40 million has already been invested into a state koala strategy. It says the independent Threatened Species Scientific Committee is responsible for determining the listing of species. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.